WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 6. It's 35 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. In less than 3 weeks, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents will take action on changing how faculty members can contribute to the selection of department heads, deans, and other academic leaders. That was the primary topic at yesterday's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate.
The yes, no votes that we take, we can still take them, but they will be advisory, not mandatory votes.
Provost Carol Fierke says the changes are coming from the regents in part because of how the faculty eliminated three candidates from the search for the next dean of College of Agriculture.
There were five candidates and 20% of the ag faculty voted and knocked out three of the five candidates. So I think that was a defining moment.
Fierke also said a recommendation for the next ag school dean is also expected to be considered when the regents meet February 7th through the 9th in College Station. Enrollment in local charter schools is going down. That was among the statements at last night's Bryan School Board meeting as the governing body prepares the week after next to consider refinancing old bonds at a lower interest rate. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draw said bond companies consider charter school enrollment and debt load along with what's happening in Bryan ISD.
I mean, it's different for public schools these days right now because, you know, as they do come in, we are looking at how we can achieve additional revenue, and that's with a TRE, which we were successful with, and student enrollment. So I'm looking at both of those. They wanted to know how we were preparing for that.
The week after next, the Bryan Board will vote on bond refinancing that could save the district almost $5 million. Multiple agencies assisted College Station firefighters with a wildfire yesterday afternoon. CSFD reports homes were threatened west of Welburn Road near Barron Cutoff, but none were damaged and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire, which burned 10 acres, were downed power lines. 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles were on the scene for around 90 minutes. Calls being made to the local 211 information service that's provided through donations to United Way of the Brazos Valley includes those having to choose between paying higher power bills and other expenses.
Sometimes the resources run out for utilities or rent assistance or those types of things, so we try to offer other opportunities for them to call and maybe get help. Go ahead and pay that utility bill, but then get help in other areas.
United Way Vice President Peggy Goss says 211 operators can direct callers to agencies that provide utility and food assistance, among other areas. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 35 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, brianturnerlaw.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for more from Third Day Treatment Center, Audible Hearing, and I'm going to talk more about sleep problems. It's a big problem. Tune in Sundays at 8 a.m. here on 1620 WTAW.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Well, good morning. It's 6:11, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979 776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure should keep the weather sunny throughout the day. Cool this morning. Temperatures will be mild this afternoon, anywhere from 60 to 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy conditions are likely. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine's with us throughout the day. We're 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 40. Sunny weather in the forecast Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon should be very close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops picked up a win last night. However, it wasn't easy. Coach Gary Blair said he finally just had to let go of the reins.
We've got Kennedy playing as bad as she was, and we got Danny who couldn't buy a shot. We had to have a little bit of a revival back there. And finally, 7.5 minutes going the clock, I said, that's all I got for you. It's on y'all.
And they answered. So it was good, good result for the Aggs as they picked up the win over LSU last night. They improved to 5-2 in SEC play. Now tonight it'll be the guys' turn as they head to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. Hear a little bit from Tyler Davis, big man Tyler Davis, as well as head coach Billy Kennedy on that matchup, and also the Rangers caravan stopped by town last night. Got a little bit of sound for you from that. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go.
There's a lot going on, sports, Scott.
You know, it really is. It's always great when that can be happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
He said that to his players.
He's like, y'all just need to get out there and start playing the way you need to play.
There you are.
Calm, cool, and collective.
No, that's it. Well, again, I forget. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. Anybody who's been in the college coaching game for, you know, 3 or 4 decades, oh, those 19 and 20-year-olds are different now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you realize the background that they come from, the situation they come from. They've been playing different kinds of ball, and then this is their coach now. When it used to be, oh, you just play high school, and then this is your coach.
Mm-hmm.
So how you have to deal with them is a little bit different. Sometimes just learning to pronounce their name can be a challenge.
Good point.
So, either of y'all do this HQ trivia thing or.
No, but I do have friends who do. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
No. I didn't know exactly what demo that was. We got a story about that today.
And anybody who wants money, apparently.
Well, yeah, you know, and the thing is, it used to be, you can go all the way back to Trivial Pursuits. It was neat to know trivia somewhat. That's one of the things about this job. You end up with some random fact, and
people just look
at you and go, mm-hmm. Really? You knew that, but you didn't know that you needed to do something important.
Yeah.
But that's what happens because we end up imparting that to folks like y'all. But anyhow, so I guess trivia is now, that this is the latest form of trivia. And like you said, I guess you can make money off of it. So we'll talk about that in just a little while. More bad news from Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Oh, man.
One of them misbehaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one of them. Just one. That's it.
But we start this morning with the story from the Nebraska State Patrol.
Okay.
Said over 120 pounds of marijuana were seized after a single package fell from a flatbed trailer onto the highway. The State Patrol troop said that the flatbed trailer was being pulled by, some kind of truck at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon on the interstate.
Okay.
And they had not secured the packages. It was just a flatbed trailer, and they just threw a bunch of packages of marijuana up there and started driving down the highway.
Oh.
And so the trooper recovered the package while he tracked down the trailer, which was found 122 pounds of it, tweeted photos of it out. Today's hint, if you're carrying over 120 pounds of marijuana, pack it so it won't fall out while you're driving down the interstate.
Yeah, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they tweeted out, luckily somebody called us so we could reunite them with their lost package.
Oh, good.
Troopers estimated the street value to be about $360,000 to drive for the truck. Yeah.
Wow.
48-year-old. Oh, he's from Colorado. He probably had no idea.
He didn't know it was illegal.
He was confused
making
over
a delivery.
That.
It's for medicinal purposes only.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But, you know, better next time to maybe go ahead and secure those.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the story about police chasing the kangaroo.
No.
Spent an hour chasing a kangaroo on Sunday afternoon in Hardin County, Texas. That is deep east Texas.
Whoa.
Over there. Hopping down Highway 69.
Roo on the loose.
Was it somebody's pen, I guess,
well,
they got loose?
Deputies say that they chased the kangaroo for more than an hour before the owner was able to shoot it with a tranquilizer dart.
Oh.
Dang thing had gotten out again. It's Ruby.
No, dang. Rudy.
Rudy.
Ruby. No, Ruby.
Oh, Ruby.
Yeah,
Ruby.
That's important because she's pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. So
with the little hop along.
On the run with a baby. On the run with a baby.
We got a runner.
Exactly.
She's hopping.
Right. So you got to be careful of that.
You got to be careful of kangaroos in general,
dangerous.
Man. They are. They're bad.
Those feet.
Yep, exactly.
Got a lot of power.
Well, but I don't know. If this one was raised in East Texas, it may not know how to do that.
Well.
Can't be sure.
Info?
Mation. Redneck kangaroo.
She'll just pull out her shotgun from her pouch.
I was going to say, but if she's
preggers. Shoot back.
Yeah, she's not in a good mood, maybe.
Those things box, man. They will whop you upside the head.
What
and
I've
then
heard.
Kick you.
Yeah.
Or you're down.
So there you go.
You got to remember me. I've got an East Texas story. I went back home this past weekend, so I'm going to have to tell you about it.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealership. Stop in for our customer appreciation sale going on this month only. Get great deals on John Deere tractors, mowers, gators, and attachments. Save big. Now is the time to buy. It's more affordable than ever with finance options as low as 0% for up to 84 months. Plus, get even more for your trade. There's never been a better time to buy a new John Deere. Stop in today or visit us at UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end January 31st, 2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 619. Get entered for your chance to win up to $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof, courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing on our website at WTAW.com. Aggieland Roofing is your Aggie-owned and operated residential roofing specialist serving Brazos County and beyond. Might not think about it much, but your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Find out how you can protect your investment, add value to your property, save money on heating and cooling. Can do it all with Aggieland Roofing. They offer financing, have an impressive turnaround, and they can create roofing that's both curb-appealed and energy efficient. So check them out online at AggielandRoofing.com. You can enter right now at WTAW.com. Here we go. It's the 23rd day of the year.
It is.
We got 342 of them to go, and it is National Handwriting Day.
Oh, well, what was the last time you had a handwritten letter?
Yeah, okay, so on a 1 to 10, Zach, your handwriting, 10 being the best, 1 to 10.
You know, I've actually been told I had pretty good handwriting for a guy, so I would say 7.
All right, Chelsea?
I mean, how do you, like, is 10 calligraphy style?
No, I don't think, well, 10 would be that people would stop and go, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Then 9.
Really?
Who has really good handwriting?
I think I have good handwriting.
Yeah.
Rob Childress.
Yes, he does.
Texas A&M head baseball coach. He's kind of that Wayne Graham school of making lineup cards and very tedious.
Well, his mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
And that was an influence. Yeah. Me, it depends on the day.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Depends on also just, you know, what I'm writing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I'm ADD, and I can tell.
Okay.
I can tell when I'm writing as to whether or not I'm having a
No, it is amazing. My brother, 7 years younger than me, how much worse his handwriting is than mine is.
Well, he's a dude. It's
and he's a guy. Yeah. I know. But no, but you can, I mean, it's bad.
But my thought is that they're more and more bad.
Because he grew up on computers.
Sure.
Right. Right. He grew up on computers.
Not anything that you did. And so anyhow. So you got that going. It's Mailbox Hockey Day. We don't celebrate that.
That
here
doesn't
at
mean
all.
Like hitting them with a hockey stick, does it?
I not well again, since we don't do it here, I'm not exactly
mailbox
sure,
hockey.
But there's not much opportunity for us to do that here. It's Measure Your Feet Day. I don't know why. They're pretty much the same as they've always
okay.
been. And it's Pie Day.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Everybody likes
so
pie.
So, like, actual pie eating
yeah, not
pie.
That P.I. thing.
Right, because that's, like, yeah,
what else?
March 14th.
What's y'all's favorite pie? Kind of pie?
Ooh. I love fruit pie, so probably apple.
Yeah.
See, and that's the one that, we got a list today, and it's always been apple. I think it
although
probably
I really
has.
Like cherry. I like the tartness
do
that
you?
Cherry brings. Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats a good apple pie a la mode.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't do ice cream with my pie.
Yeah.
What?
Nope.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Have you tried it?
Yes.
You tried
Zach.
It and decided
I'm not
you didn't.
Un-American.
You tried it and decided you didn't want to do that way?
Yeah, I just don't like ice cream with my stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right.
Whoa. With anything.
Yeah, not really.
Freestanding ice cream.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I got you. Okay.
Yep.
Probably buttermilk. I like buttermilk pie.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those.
One of those guys.
The old school, yeah.
Got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Jack Rayner is turning 26. He's on Transformers, Age of Extinction. He also played Macbeth in that remake, I guess.
Wait a minute.
Macbeth.
Wait a minute. Macbeth and what else? What did he do? What did you say first?
Transformers, Age of Extinction.
Those are just the same.
Yeah.
And he was in Macbeth. I think that was the one.
A lot
with,
of actors find their niche, you know?
Yeah. guy's name.
And Macbeth.
And Macbeth, right.
Acting is
hand
acting,
in hand.
Scott.
Yeah, that's probably
acting
right.
is acting. All the world is a stage. Julia Jones is turning 37.
Oh, yeah.
Played Leah Clearwater in the Twilight movies.
Oh, okay.
Adam Sandler's wife in The Ridiculous Six.
Yep.
So there you go. Country singer Josh Thompson is turning 40. I've honestly never heard of Josh Thompson
I don't
until
know if
today.
I have either.
But either way, happy birthday to him. Okay. Tiffany Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski is turning 44.
Kapowski.
I'm a fan.
Nice.
44 years old. But,
looks great.
Yeah, no, she does. But she's been around for a long time. Okay. Mariska Hargitay is turning 54.
Oh, Olivia.
Yeah, now, Olivia Benson on Law & Order SVU. Now, her mom, of course, was Jane Mansfield.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was Mr. Olympic.
Yep.
Hargitay.
Yep.
So. Yeah, she comes from good stock.
Pretty good genes.
Yeah, and it's interesting if you go back and see old Seinfeld episodes, she's in an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, is that
okay?
Where she has long hair and is not
it's
wearing
so
a pantsuit.
It's so weird to see her in anything else.
Yeah, she doesn't belong there. She's Olivia.
Yeah.
She's Olivia. She's Detective Benson.
Right.
But she's turning 54 today. Okay. Princess Caroline of Monaco is turning 61. Monaco.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Monaco for you. You correct me, Scott.
I was about to.
I didn't. That's
Monaco.
You got it right.
Monaco is turning 61, excuse me. Casey in the Sunshine Band, co-founder Richard Finch. Well, he's turning 64.
Man.
Hold on. Here we go.
Make a little love.
Took me a little bit. I had
that's all right. If I didn't know that, I'd take my headphones off.
Had to move things around, so excuse me. Casey in the Sunshine Band. Robin Zander, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer for Cheap Trick, is turning 65. Hold on to your horses, Scott.
Okay.
And then you get all the girls screaming on there. No. All right, we'll turn that off. Sully Sullenberger is turning 67 today. You know what his first name really is?
What is it?
Chesley.
Oh.
That's a weird first name, but he's turning 60.
That's what Mr. Downs calls me.
That's right.
Chesley. Anita Pointer, the Pointer sister, she's turning 70. Of course, they had a pretty good one.
Man,
we got some real upbeat
music.
Stuff. Yeah.
It is Tuesday.
Right. It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Rutger Hauer, he's turning 74. Blade Runner, The Hitcher, Blind Fury.
Yeah.
Jill Gerard is turning 75.
Be
Buck
Gil.
Rogers.
Be Gil.
Yeah.
Gil.
Jill.
Yeah, that too. Jill. Uh-huh. Did I say Jill? Okay. Gil, excuse me.
Yeah.
Gerard is turning 75. Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Cheetah Rivera is turning 85. She did West Side Story. She became the first Hispanic woman to receive a Kennedy Center's honor.
Oh cool.
Back in the day. And also my mother. My mother's birthday is today. So
cool.
Happy B-Day, Zach's mom. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you, wasn't your dad's birthday not that long ago, too?
Yeah, in October, yeah.
Oh, no. I thought we had
Yeah, 4 months ago,
maybe
Scott.
That's it, okay. And Richard Dean Anderson, do you remember him?
Yeah.
The original MacGyver dude.
Oh, okay.
He's 68 today. All right, so what'd you get your mom for birthday?
Well,
a shout out on the radio.
It was, there you go. Happy birthday, Mom. So we actually had a little surprise birthday party for her this past weekend. again. Hence why I went back home. Okay. And she knew I was coming into town, but she didn't know that we had friends and family waiting for her at a local restaurant. And so, but my father was helping set everything up, bless his heart, and I think he had too many things going on in his mind. So when we drive to the restaurant, he parks basically in front of the big room where we're having the party, and the big windows are in, you know, up and everything. So right. You can see right through. So I did a pretty good job. I just bought a sweater. And so while we're walking the sidewalk, I ask her, "Hey, Mo, what do you think about this sweater?" And we're walking and talking, and okay. I distracted her. Yes.
Right, so nice.
Surprise was good. That's it. As long as you got the surprise. Was there like confetti and stuff? And
We had big balloons.
Hey. Ooh, all right. Balloons. There you go. All right. 627. That's good.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. So on Friday, we learned the shocking news. The FBI conveniently failed to preserve 5 months of text messages between disgraced Clinton-loving FBI agent Peter Strzok and his FBI lawyer mistress, Lisa Page. And as Byron York of the Washington Examiner points out, well, a number of critical events surrounded the Trump-Russia investigation that took place between December 2016 and May 2017. Oh, let's see, like the firing of Obama Justice Department holdover Sally Yates, Trump's tweet alleging he was wiretapped, Trump's firing of Comey, and then finally in the final day of the missing text, oh, that was the day they appointed the Trump-Russia special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. Seems like a technical glitch and more like a bleach bit moment to me.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, 629, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference today. Kind of cool out there, about 35 or so currently, but we'll get up to 65 today with winds basically out of the north about 5 to 10, down to 38 tonight, and we'll continue that pattern all week long, as a matter of fact. Chances of rain now have diminished a little bit on Friday to 30%, so that's good. We'll have a high temperature of 64. And Saturday, well, they kind of move that increased chance of rain at 40% to Saturday. We've got a high temperature of 70, so that'll be nice. Anyhow, right now, calm winds, 70% relative humidity, fair skies, and again, we've got 35.
Folks who are living with their partner say that they have a card that partner doesn't know about. A card.
I don't know what that is. That was supposed to be the Dow Jones report, and it doesn't appear to be. All right, so let's see. You know what? We're just going to go ahead and do the news, I think. We'll look for the Dow report later.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It is, what do we say before? About 35 degrees. Yep, still pretty chilly out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Rebert. The week after next, the Bryan School Board will consider refinancing old bond issues that could save the district a total of nearly $5 million. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws told the board last night what their bond representative has learned about recent enrollment at local charter schools.
Some debt things that some of the local charters had that showed that their total enrollment has been declining over the last several years. So that's a very positive for us. So that mainly it is what impact that they've had on us. And, of course, the new one, we don't have any information at this point to provide because they have not been in our area.
Draw says bond companies will look favorably on the results of last October's special election where voters supported increasing state funding by raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations, which followed the school board lowering the tax rate on bonded indebtedness. Faculty members at Texas A&M could soon have less direct impact on the selection of academic leaders. Provost Carol Fierke told the Faculty Senate yesterday the Board of Regents at their next meeting will take action. Faculty votes on selecting deans and department heads, among others, will become advisory and not mandatory.
I didn't start this policy change, and I did ask them for more time, so we would have more time to talk about how we could respond to it, but I was unsuccessful in getting that.
Dr. Fierke says one of the things that led the regents to taking away the mandatory faculty approval was faculty members rejecting 3 of 5 finalists for the Dean of the College of Agriculture.
Certainly, there was a sense that the geoscience dean search was perhaps negatively. Now, again, I wasn't here for that one, so that's gossip. I have certainly had some deans tell me that there were things that they thought they should be doing that they didn't think they could do because they might get a negative vote. I've heard the same thing from department chairs.
Fierke says the proposed change to be considered by the regents when they meet in College Station February 7th through the 9th will also apply to A&M System Agency deputy and associate directors. Local police are looking for suspects in a variety of recent crimes.
3 criminal reports taken by Bryan Police last Friday includes hearing about a semi driver with a company from Florida who quit and failed to return the trailer that contained $30,000 of food. The $15,000 semi and the trailer with the food were found the next day. 2 incidents took place at convenience stores. Bryan Police looking for a man who threatened a convenience store manager with a knife. This was last Friday at Ponzio's Food Mart on Highway 21. Manager told police a customer who was told to leave after trying to fight returned with the weapon. Suspect left when the manager called police. Bryan Police also looking for those who forced their way into Tobacco Barn on North Texas last Friday morning around 5:30. An undisclosed list of items was taken. An armed robbery Saturday night at an East Bryan home is still under investigation. A 13-year-old victim in the house on Clark Street, located in the Castle Heights neighborhood off Highway 21 east of the freeway, told police 2 masked men had guns and took electronics. The rest of the family had left a short time before the robbery. In College Station, police received 8 reports of vehicle burglaries from 1 location last Thursday. All 8 vehicles were parked outside the service department at College Station Ford. According to CSPD, all the vehicles were unlocked, but nothing was missing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Downed power lines were the cause of a grass fire yesterday afternoon in South College Station. No one was hurt and no structures were damaged, though some homes were threatened west of the intersection of Welburn Road and Barron Cutoff. The College Station Fire Department reported multiple agencies were called out, resulting in 35 firefighters and 17 vehicles from multiple departments being on the scene for the better part of 2 hours. About 10 acres were burned as firefighters dealt with northwest winds between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you haven't already received your January power bill, be prepared for sticker shock. There are many who are wondering where they will come up with the money. The 211 call center, staffed by United Way of Brazos Valley, can provide assistance.
211, if you just give them a call, they can help with different various resources that are available to help with utility assistance in town.
United Way Vice President Peggy Goss says 211 operators can also direct callers to other assistance.
Just in case you have other issues that might come into play, like needing a food pantry assistance, those types of things, they'll kind of talk through your issue with you and not only kind of give you some places to call for utilities, but also for other things as well.
The Brazos Valley's 211 service has received around 350,000 calls in its 15-year history. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 35 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. And remember, you can take us anywhere by streaming us online at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, together with National Geographic and the College of Education and Human Development at Texas A&M University, present a thought leader panel discussion on human geography at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on January 25th at 6 p.m. Panelists will discuss topics of contemporary interest, including population distribution, urban geography, migration, and best practices in education. To register and for more information, visit bush41.org.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1/31/18.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station, a look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit BCS Chamber.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The day off to a cool start, but plenty of sunshine will help temperatures recover today. They should be able to climb back to about 60 to 65 later this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows dropping back to 35 to 40. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Temperatures will return to 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. It's clear tomorrow night, lows will be around 40. Looking ahead to Thursday, we'll see abundant sunshine, and we're slightly milder. Highs Thursday afternoon near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops got the big win last night over LSU, but it was not easy. The Maroon and White had to rally late in that ball game at Reed Arena. Coach Gary Blair said he finally just let his players play.
We've got Kennedy playing as bad as she was, and we got Danny who couldn't buy a shot. We had to have a little bit of a revival back there. And finally, 7.5 minutes going the clock, I said, that's all I got for you. It's on y'all.
Well, and they answered. They got the big win last night over LSU. And so we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up. 69-59, by the way, was the final score of that one. Also, the Aggie men will be back in action tonight as they head to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. So we'll talk about that game as well as some other men's games from last night. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are at 640. So, yeah, the government's open again.
The government, it's back.
That's wonderful.
Got to go back to work, you guys.
That's right.
Grab my lunch pail.
I think as Rush says in his update this morning, this is just kind of like a long government weekend, you know, like a holiday on Monday. That's all they got out of the deal. So, anyhow, see how that works out for them. In the meantime, apparently the FBI... It's just amazing how they lose stuff.
Yeah.
They apparently...
And they're the FBI.
I know. It seemed like they'd be able to find them, but more details on the months worth of texts that seem to be missing. This is Kelly Wright from Fox News talking about that. Oh, I got to turn it up. Here we go.
And FBI attorney Lisa Page exchanged more than 50,000 text messages for 2 years. Now, some of those texts are missing. And Attorney General Sessions vows the Justice Department will leave no stone unturned in searching for them. Lawmakers want to know if any criminal activity took place. Republicans are still concerned about possible corruption within the FBI's leadership, referring to this text that revealed Strzok's reference to an insurance policy.
Yeah.
It's like you misplaced your keys.
I know. It's 5 months worth.
Yeah.
I know they were
and
here.
And we will find them. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, they won't.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about
and
that.
And the press
they need,
is
they
already
need one of those tiles, those things that you attach to.
Oh, you're right.
There you go. Yeah.
They were here someplace.
Mm-hmm. The press is already tweeting, by the way.
So. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did he tweet about that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He got, so we're.
Let's see if I can find. Hold on. Okay. I didn't have it pulled
Chelsea,
up.
Chelsea, you got him? Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Computer's being a little sticky this morning.
Mine was. It stopped right in the middle of what? Yeah, what we.
Oh,
were
I know.
Earlier.
You got
so
it, 40.
Yeah, I do. So 45 minutes ago, he tweeted.
Oh, wait. Let's do the intro.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I know. We haven't done that in a while. Okay.
Here we go.
Well, let's go back to an hour ago.
Okay.
Even crazy Jim Acosta of fake news CNN agrees, quote, Trump world and WH sources dancing in end zone. Trump wins again. Schumer and Dems caved, gambled and lost. Thank you for your honesty, Jim.
Wow.
And then 47 minutes ago, he tweeted, in one of the biggest stories in a long time, the FBI now says it is missing 5 months worth of lovers.
It's almost better than Kofi.
Page text, perhaps 50,000 in all in prime time. Wow.
Yeah.
So that is that's where we are right now with that.
And it's very interesting that he actually gives a shout out to Jim Acosta.
Yes.
Because they don't get along at all.
Nope.
And now he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he can say, or the press secretary can say, well, Jim, we were nice to you when you did the right thing.
Even though we called you crazy Jim Acosta.
But thank you for your honesty,
exactly,
Jim.
Exactly. He did that. So, but he did. He got his dig in, and so
yep.
a little passive aggression.
Man, it's just
which
the pettiness. There's so much pettiness going on.
So you've heard the news, I guess, on Fox this morning that there's, I mean, it's January.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you live in Alaska. Now you find out that there's been an earthquake and a tsunami warning.
Tsunami is coming.
It's going to be like a really cold tsunami. You know
right?
what I'm saying? If it happens to land on you.
Yeah, like that Gatorade flavor that's like Arctic chill.
Yes, okay.
But that's delicious. I don't know if this will taste very good.
Probably not.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, the rudest things you can do. When you text, we'll have that for you. So
okay.
We can check those boxes. And
besides
see how
texting
you're doing.
Itself being rude.
Exactly. Yeah. And then also we have a minute inside a woman's head. We have that for
right.
you.
Oh,
today. Good. Okay.
But we have equal time because we have a few seconds inside a man's head.
Right.
Okay. And are we going to talk about what not to do on a first date? Didn't we say something?
Oh,
we teased that,
ooh.
Was that
yesterday.
Zach was
okay.
really
never,
looking forward to that segment.
Because I have some things that I have to get off my chest.
Oh. Is that right? Oh, yeah, okay, then we'll do that. Sure.
All right, good.
Sure.
Just we'll appease me here,
okay,
Scott.
Okay, want to make sure. So Carnival Cruise Line said yesterday a female passenger apparently fell overboard.
How do you do that?
Well, and here's the deal.
Well,
a few mojitos?
Yeah, a few.
What did you find? Did you see a near miss while you were there?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility, especially if you get into a mad shuffleboard game. You know, it's right down the deck and...
You're throwing yourself over the edge.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm not.
Okay, so this lady, she went overboard?
She did. And
did they save her?
Gulf of Mexico, no. While the ship was on the second day of a 5-day cruise, the ship stopped, initiated a search and rescue, began circling looking for the passenger, not to be found. Mexican Navy and Coast Guard took over the search yesterday morning as the triumph headed on to Cozumel.
Are they investigating this?
Well,
I mean,
did somebody see her just fall over? Did somebody push her over?
Yeah, is there a mystery involved?
Dave and Jen were on their anniversary, their 25th anniversary, and apparently
exactly.
Dave had a little too much of gin and pushed her over.
Too much gin and of gin.
Yes.
There apparently is something called Cruise Law News. Who knew?
Okay.
Wow.
And what they say is...
How do you become a writer for Cruise Law News?
It's a little specialized, it sounds like to me.
They probably don't have many people on staff.
But they said 303 people have gone overboard on cruise ships since 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, 18 years.
Okay, yeah, but...
But still,
that's a lot.
It's not what you would anticipate. But you know, it's so
the only thing I can think is alcohol's got to be involved every single time.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of interesting.
Or foul play.
Yeah.
2,000 people are reported missing every day in the United States, okay?
Okay.
Most are eventually found.
How much is most?
Well, okay. It doesn't have specific numbers, but the thing is kind of
interesting. Most could be 1,001.
You're right. Most are eventually found alive or dead, but many just go missing.
That's so weird.
Just go
Maybe they don't want to be found.
How many hermits are living in the mountains? Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Elvis started it, right?
Yeah,
so, I guess.
But, I mean, that does. You have to think about
it's both
that.
Sad and bizarre.
Right.
Because, obviously, in some of the cases, you know, it isn't good.
Right. It does not end well.
But you're right. I believe some truly just want to disappear.
Did we talk about a guy who just, like, went off the grid and he ended up moving across the street or something? I thought I'd heard that. Maybe that sounds like a plot for a movie, honestly.
I remember the story.
Yeah, that was Lifetime, Zach.
Well, I'm, yes. From all the movies that I watch. Why would that be on Lifetime anyways? Don't they usually have, like, love romance movies?
Not always. There are mysteries.
Like, she gets revenge on him.
It could have been on Hallmark
him.
Murders and Mysteries.
Oh.
I don't think it's murders.
Murder She Wrote would be, yeah.
I think it's...
Hallmark Mysteries. Yeah.
Hallmark
Mysteries. I love me some Murder She Wrote and some Matlock. You catch me watching that.
Well, maybe that's what that episode was.
Yeah, so you got a bunch of old actors shuffling up and down the street.
But I thought, but I thought I remembered hearing about this guy moving, like, right across the street.
So he could still watch his family?
Right, he watched his family, but they didn't know he was alive.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah, that
shows... That's insane.
That's weird.
That's why it's important to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You get into any plant category, it's going to be tough to list the best 10 or 15 plants since there usually are many more opportunities. I'm going to discuss over the next couple of minutes, though, an attempt of that sort, the best foliage plants, house plants for dark corners indoors. Each of the plants should thrive under any but the very darkest of indoor growing conditions. Now, even with the precaution of good variety choice, you should also choose plants that have been acclimated by plants that have been grown in shaded greenhouses or held indoors in lower light intensities for a month or two. They'll take off a whole lot better for you. If you bring a plant in from a very bright greenhouse and put it in your house or your office, it's going to struggle if it's been acclimated to bright light. I'll be back with the foliage plants for dark corners right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's neilsperry.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. When it comes to houseplants for dark corners, aglaonemas are some of the easiest. These are clump-forming plants with very short stems. You know them by sight, you may not know them by name. There are several varieties, many with silvery variegation. Silver Queen is one of the finest. It's one of the most popular low-light houseplants in America today. I'm even seeing some of the newer varieties that have red and pink cast to their leaves as well. Aglaonemas, Chinese evergreens, are kind of the overall category of this plant. Pothos, or devil's ivy, are vining plants. Their bright yellow variegation makes them showpieces in our indoor landscapes. The slower-growing variety, Marble Queen, has white variegation. It's kind of weak, however. Yet another reasonably common type is Scindapsus pictus, with olive drab leaves marked with silver streaks. Maybe also you've seen giant leaf pothos. Interestingly, it's the very same variety as the common golden pothos. Train it to grow upright, and the leaf size increases drastically. That'll only happen when they're grown on totem poles, grown vertically. Philodendrons are excellent in lower light, especially the vining types. The larger self-heading types like Philodendron siloam, split-leaf philodendron, won't be happy in darker conditions. They also get far too large for the average home. But when we get into lower light intensities, heartleaf philodendron is one of the most popular, one of the best adapted. And you also will find many other types of vining philodendrons, and all should succeed well indoors. Spathiphyllum, or peace lilies, are wonderful low-light plants with large dark green leaves and showy white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers. They're available in several different sizes and forms. There even are variegated spathiphyllums. I like Janet Craig Dracaena very, very much. There are other Dracaenas that'll do well in low light. Marginata, the red-edged type, doesn't do as well inside. And finally, Sansevieria's mother-in-law's tongue, they're called. There are a lot of great plants, snake plants, another name. I'm Neil Sperry, retaining walls in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Number 15, Texas A&M women's basketball picked up yet another dub last night, beating LSU 69-59 at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the win.
We've got Kennedy playing as bad as she was, and we got Danny who couldn't buy a shot. We had to have a little bit of a revival back there. And finally, 7.5 minutes to go on the clock, I said, that's all I got for you. It's on y'all. And I thought our kids responded a lot by the leadership of Howard during that ball game. She's my captain. She's my leader out there on the court. She has a voice, and the kids listen.
Now you heard Coach mention Andriel Howard, who racked up 21 points and 14 rebounds in the win. Also, Jasmine Lumpkin collected 10 points, 8 rebounds, and a career-high 8 assists as the Aggs improved to 16-5 overall and 5-2 in SEC play. Now, in the men's game, there was an upset of Bruin up in Dallas.
Down to 1 second. They'll let him get to the rim, lays it up, score it. And it'll go count, but the Frogs come up with a win here over the West Virginia Mountaineers. 82-73, the final score.
Vladimir Bronciansky scored 14 points and pulled down 10 rebounds as the Horned Frogs bounced back from a loss to Kansas State on Saturday by besting number 7 West Virginia. Now the Texas Longhorns got back on the winning track as well after being blown out by the Mountaineers 86-51. The Horns returned the favor last night with a 73-57 victory over Iowa State. Freshman phenom Muhammad Bamba pulled down 12 rebounds and scored a career-high 24 points in the win. Elsewhere, number 6 Michigan State rolled over Illinois 87-74. Virginia Tech toppled 10th-ranked North Carolina 80-69. And number 13 Ohio State held off visiting Nebraska 64-59. Well, the Texas A&M men will be in action tonight as they head down to LSU to take on Baton Rouge. After suffering a 5-game losing streak, the Aggies have now rolled off 2 straight wins, giving big man Tyler Davis and company a little swagger.
It's confidence, and it's also just coming with us playing with a better effort. I think guys are playing harder. I think we're making a better effort to rebound down low and make it easier on the guards. So I think it's collectively, and it also comes with confidence, yeah.
Well, payback will be on the mind of Tyler and the guys tonight. The Aggs fell to LSU back on January 6th, 69-68 on a buzzer-beating 3. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock in Baton Rouge. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. The Texas Rangers made a stop at Bluebell Park last night as part of the team's annual winter caravan. Representing the ball club were manager Jeff Bannister, TV play-by-play man Dave Raymond,
pitcher Tony Barnett and outfielder Delino DeShields.
We got a young group mixed with older guys, and it's always kind of been the same way, but our younger guys got to step up, and I'm excited to see transformation from last year or the past couple of years to this year with some experience underneath their belts.
That's the Shields talking about the team. Now, the Rangers pitchers and catchers are sent to report to spring training on February 14th, with the season officially kicking off on March 29th against the World Series champion Houston Astros. For more sights and sounds from last night's caravan, of course, you can head over to WTAW.com. The Rockets and Mavericks both picked up wins last night. James Harden looked to be back to his old self, scoring 28 points to lead Houston past Miami 99-90. Meanwhile, Harrison Barnes scored 20 points and collected 10 boards as Dallas thumped Washington 98-75. Tonight, the Spurs are back in action as they welcome the Cleveland Cavaliers to town. San Antonio is in a two-game skid, while Cleveland has dropped six of its last eight. Tip-off for that one is at 7 o'clock. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars return to play this evening as they host the Florida Panthers at 7:30. And Rafael Nadal has retired from the Australian Open. The top-ranked Nadal conceded his quarterfinal match with Marin Cilic in the fifth set. After struggling with injury, the number six-seeded Cilic advances to take on number 49 Kyle Edmund in the semifinal. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sefcik. Check treasurer.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great new year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106. Or visit us online at asapequip.com.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now, daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving for you. Look at this. A high temperature today is going to be outstanding. We got great weather today. In fact, all week long, it looks like. About 65 today. It's a little chilly now, though. Don't